Order here at 9:08. We have one bill in front of us. It's Senate Bill 171. And for the record, we have Representative Sisna, Representative Ledoux, Representative Salmon, Representative Newman, Co-Chair Olson, and Co-Chair Thomas. Now, this time we'll have Senate Bill 171 here. We have, do have a CS, Co-Chair?
I'll move to adopt the CS for SB 171, version V is the working document.
Hearing no objections. House CS with CS Senate Bill 171 is in front of us. Do you want to explain?
I think I can give a little bit of update. We've had several meetings between the North Slope Borough, the sponsor of the bill, both co-chairs, President of the Senate, and the administration on this. And I think we've come up with a committee substitute that probably nobody's happy with, but hopefully everybody can live with. And it's our intent to try to move it out today and on to finance if there aren't any objections.
Object? Right away.
Well, that wasn't a motion.
Not yet. Senator Wilken, you want to come up and make comment? Mr. Sponsor? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Co-chairs, members of the committee, thanks for bringing us back up again. We left you about 3 weeks ago, and in that time, we've had the meetings with the North Slope Borough and others to try to reach some middle ground. We're still struggling over the concept of the legislature and their involvement. I've given you this morning, and I apologize. I didn't put my name on that. I should have, but that's from our office. That was the concept, and we talked about that at length, and it just we just weren't able to come together. So we're running out of time, and in the old adage that a half a loaf is better than none, we've taken out the component that happens to do with judging the grants and evaluating funding. That's no longer in this legislation. What's left is the concept of the permanent fund, respecting the fact that we have to follow federal law. The grants will be satisfied as federal law dictates, and then the permanent fund, rather than being calculated on the net, what's left, it'll be calculated on the gross. And any deficiency will follow one year to another so that we follow our constitutional obligation to put rents and royalties into the permanent fund. So that's okay. You know, that's an important concept, and we're just not able to come to the middle on the others. And I understand that. You know, next year we'll come back and we'll work on those. But for now, we certainly want to protect the permanent fund and live up to our obligations. With some Representative Olson, I'm not sure you're going to talk in detail, but if you were, there was also some discussion. Is it okay if I just say a couple things about
sure.
The title went from a one. The title now became longer than the bill. That's all right. We took out the legislative intent. That didn't add anything to the bill. If you look at, let's see, you're on version of Victor. Did you adopt Victor or O? Victor.
Victor.
Yes, okay. The other thing, change, if you look on page 3, line 6, and line 7, there's two words that have been inserted. On line 6, we say identify grants for activities, services, and facilities. The activities has been added in this version. And on line 7, the word capital in front of capital appropriation items. All of these grants in the past have been funded as capital grants, which mean they have the, by statute, unless indicated otherwise, have the 5-year life on them. So put in capital to qualify the expenditures as capital expenditures, and therefore talk about that then speaks to the lapse date. So, and I think other than that, that's the impact of the committee substitute, and I appreciate your work and North Slope Borough. I mean, we're arguing about these things, but that's the way this process works. And with that, I thank you and commend the CS for your consideration.
Of course. Question, Representative Newman?
I'll yield to the chair first.
Okay.
Oh, I just wanted to add that I think I'd be speaking for both of us, that we'd be willing to work with you in the interim on a working committee on some of the other issues.
Representative Newman?
Thank you, Chair. Senator, I just want to say thank you for all the work you've done on this, and you know, you've spent a lot of time on this issue, trying to make sure that we get funds to the permanent fund dividend, trying to make sure that money for the state of Alaska that is distributed is spent correctly. And that's a big issue that not a lot of people have been willing to take on, and you have. And you know, a lot of times we don't give a lot of praise around here, but I think you deserve it on this one. There was a little bit of conciliation on both sides on this, I think. And I recognize that, what you've done on that, and what you've done to try and make this work and move forward with both parties. And I just want to state, I commend you again for that, and thank you for what you've done.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody in the audience want to testify? Seeing nobody out there, we'll close the testimony, public testimony, bring it to the committee. Representative Sisna, I see that look. Is there a motion to move the bill?
I would move to pass the House CS for Senate Bill 171, version B, with attached fiscal note and recommendations onto finance.
Object.
Objection.
May I speak to the objection, please? I understand that people have worked very hard on this legislation. I think it's commendable. I mean, I think it's commendable because I hope we all are appreciated for the hard work we do, and that's what we come here to do, is to work. And I guess both in one of the professions that I have had and in my work here, I'm trying to focus all the time on do no harm. And in the years that I worked for the Native corporations, for several Inuit Native corporations, and worked hard at trying to help the shareholders in the newsletters and the publications that we put out understand kind of how the Western economy fit the Native economy, and that was something I was constantly trying to do, because a certain percentage of the shareholders of the corporations I worked for had an indigenous lifestyle. Essentially, it was hunting and gathering. It was a subsistence as we know it, but it was so much greater than that. It was a whole way of life. We had testimony on this bill, and it was very thoughtful testimony from a number of people who were being impacted by this bill. And they drew out a picture of a lifestyle that, just because of this development, is really impacting the very way they live. It's taking away an amount of food that they have for the table every single year, in the number of meetings they have to attend to take care of these Western things. It's removing people from their community because the Western jobs come in and people realize they can afford to live somewhere else, so they move somewhere else. And we're thinking this is a benefit to the community by giving them Western jobs. There is a true impact by what the funds that were released by the federal government, and it was kind of given in with not a whole lot of interpretation put in place, I think very thoughtfully. I think because if you're going to actually reimburse somebody for an enormous impact on their culture that wasn't ever going to be able to be given back, that if you actually try to put a dollar amount on that, it's equal to whatever we gave to them. That's my own opinion, and I am giving my opinion. I think that to do this and to do this truthfully, thoughtfully would take several years at it. But that's always a problem, because this body changes every 2 years, a lot. And the people who come to it, almost 50% of them, more than that, don't represent areas that know about the lifestyle that this amount of funds actually deals with. So I know this is long-winded, but boy, this is from the heart. I think that it's a mistake to pass this out. I'm very much against passing it out. I think if we were going to work on this, it would take time, and we would do it right.
Representative Ledoux.
I just have a question. I noticed that nobody here is from the North Slope Borough to testify. Do I take that to mean that this is not problematical for the North Slope Borough at this point?
Except for him.
He's here. For the record, your name, affiliation.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Dennis Roper. I'm Special Assistant to Mayor Edward Itta for Government and External Affairs. Do you want me to address that particular question, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I can assure you that North Slope Borough has followed this particular issue very, very closely. We appreciate the efforts of the co-chairs and the dialogue that took place in President Stevens's office. There was probably some difficult moments as we discussed this legislation. At the same time, it was done in a very, very fair and cordial atmosphere. We, meaning the North Slope Borough, did not ever feel that this legislation was needed. We believe that the Department of Commerce has done a very, very good job in managing the grants. We appreciate the efforts that Senator Stevens in Washington, D.C. did many years ago in 1980 in putting together a program to bring the North Slope Borough residents to be a partner within the development of the NPRA. But to basically get to your question and to follow your comments, there is absolutely no question that the subsistence lifestyle is really the heart of this particular issue. But at the same time, as much as we have opposed this legislation, we can live with the CS. I know that the sponsor is not totally happy with it. Again, we don't believe that it's needed, but, you know, in this world, there is compromise, and I believe that the co-chairs did their job in trying to orchestrate that compromise, and it's a CS that we can live with.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Representative Newman?
Not so much for Mr. Roper, but just comments that were made by my friend, Representative Sisna, is there is different views in this body, and I think that's what makes us stronger. I think that's what makes the world turn, different views. But I feel that there is room for a certain amount of development, and I think it can be done correctly. And I think that development is why a lot of these communities have the ability to have fire trucks, fire rescue systems, and do some of the programs that are funded by this project, the funds that come out of this issue that we're talking about today. I do think that there's a lot of care taken to make sure that the wildlife are taken care of. I know that the industry has biologists out there to help try and make sure that they do have the wildlife that they need, and in most cases, those numbers have increased. Biologists at the state can't afford. As Mr. Ropa suggested, that this CS was done in a very fair and cordial procedure, and I think that that's a good thing. So I feel that the needs of both sides have met, and that progress is going to come on all of us, whether we want it or not. The world changes every day. But I think that we can do it safely. I think that we can do it right. I think that we need oversight like this. I think that we need development in our state so that we can support the needs of the citizens of Alaska. And I think this is a good compromise by both sides. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments? Questions? Still object?
You bet.
Roll call. Off the question, so.
Representative Ledoux?
Yes.
Representative Newman?
Yes.
Representative Sisnett?
No.
Representative Salmon?
Yes.
Representative Cott, not present. Chair Olson?
Yes.
Chair Thomas?
Yes. Senate Bill 171 moves some committee for adjournment.